Okay, well, good luck with your list and your projects here, Tim. And, yeah, things happen and stuff and all kinds of stuff. You remember, grew up in the city, it's pretty active and it played a lot of baseball and stuff. And Rotunda, yeah, Ford Field, you probably played softball there a number of times. In fact, you still have a red shirt. You're from what year it was, 1998, so we won our league championship. There's multiple leagues there, but I would play after work, and I remember after a divorce that, I could get back into some of the stuff I used to do and stuff for recreation. So on a Monday, sometimes I'd go into work early in Dearborn, I'd leave early enough so I could play in my league game in at Ford Field there in Dearborn, and then I would go and coach a boys team over here. I'd do pitchers and catchers, hop out over there, and then I would play at my contracting company team over at Liberty Park on Mound. Get home about midnight or 11 o'clock or midnight, and kind of wound up. I'd go quarter, we'll wash my car in a quarter car, wash them in, go to sleep. But yeah, so Patrick, do you remember the two things? That Rotunda, do you remember the Rotunda? I guess that burned down. And did you go to Camp Dearborn? Those are two popular items. Microphone to you, Patrick.
Oh, didn't make it to Camp Dearborn. No, I had nothing going on during the summer. I had a real good friend. I was in the fifth grade with. I'd always visit him in the summer. He's in Pontiac, 9501 Beck Road in Pontiac. I'd head up to Pontiac, and yeah, that's my friend Charles. He's a lawyer in San Antonio, Texas, and his son's also a lawyer, so, yeah, good old memories. Anyway, I'm going to bid you all 73, and we'll return real soon. K9XO, QSY.